Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
A bizarre shape-shifting cuttlefish UFO has been caught on camera. YouTube user Shay Magazine has uploaded what appears to be a bright object said to be hovering over New York skies on the morning of September 12th. The person in the video demonstrates that the object appears to be shape-shifting or pulsating as if it were breathing. But what is it? One YouTube user described it as appearing to take on the shape of a cuttlefish, while the person in the video describes it at one point as having the appearance of protruding arms. Still, critics point out that the pulsating effect from the UFO could be that of a focus adjustment on the camera between a glass window and the object outside. Others also suggest that it could be some sort of comet, although it appears to remain stationary for quite a while. The video ends, and we're not quite sure what happened after that. Did the object stay in the sky? Was it just a reflection off the window from a terrestrial source? What do you think? Check out the video from Shay Magazine at darkmatternews.com. With the NFL season now underway, we are reminded of those times when paranormal news crosses paths with the wild, wacky world of sports. According to an article in the Washington Times, half of Americans believe that supernatural forces affect the outcome of sporting events. These forces include things such as God, curses, superstitious rituals, you name it. Over the last decade, a few notable occurrences in particular have piqued the interest of those investigating the field of the paranormal as it collides head-on with the field of play. In another great article, Richard David Smith puts together some in-depth reporting on several of these, touching on the curious case of the missing 72 Miami Dolphins player Henry Stuckey, and the video that was captured by an NBC sports cameraman during an NBC Sunday night football game between the Indianapolis Colts and New Orleans Saints on October 23, 2011. Read the full article and check out the videos at darkmatternews.com.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
Most people know comedian Paul Reiser from the leading role alongside Helen Hunt in the beloved and long-running NBC sitcom Mad About You. But staunch science fiction fans will probably also know him as Carter Burke, the slithery antagonist to Sigourney Weaver's heroine Ellen Ripley and director James Cameron's 1986 blockbuster film Aliens. Reiser recently spoke with Dark Matter News correspondent Richard David Smith III about his role as the guy everyone loved to hate in his classic space movie sequel. It's quite an extensive interview, but some of the highlights include this question. Richard asked Paul if he should have an alien come out and eat him at the end of one of his stand-up acts, and Paul said, well, there you go. That's a nice big finish. That's the nice big finish I've been looking for. Thank you. I wonder if we have this on audio, Richard. When asked if he believed in aliens, Paul replied rather extensively, I always find it funny that there's always been a certain look, even going back to like the 1950s when they didn't have the same ability to make the costumes. There's a certain look that people have in mind. It must be true. I guess that's what they'd look like. Otherwise, why would they say that? It's not what aliens look like. It's at least what we think they look like, because it does seem pretty consistent. Aliens didn't mark the end of Reiser's work with paranormal material. Due for release later this year is the independent film 6 Miranda Drive, where Paul plays opposite Kevin Bacon and Lucy Fry. The thriller is based on a true story about a family that unwittingly brings a fear-feeding supernatural force home from vacation. You can currently see Paul in a town near you as part of his up-and-close and personal tour, where he highlights the funny things about life, love, and relationships. More exclusive interviews coming up with celebrities who delve into this kind of stuff, and hopefully next time Richard will catch it on audio so we can hear it. Great story, great interview. Check it out at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.